said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to his companion, "Ayajizu ahdukum ay yaqra'a bi thuluth al-Quran fi laylatin?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to his sahaba that, "Is any one of you able to read one third of the Quran at night?" Fashaqqa dhalika alayhim, so they found it a little bit hard. Sahaba that were there found it very hard. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking them, "Can any one of you recite one third of the Quran at night?" So they found this a bit difficult. وَقَالُوا أَيُّنَا يُطِيقُ ذَٰلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So they said, "Oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which one of us can manage that?" Can you imagine the reading of Sahaba? Not like us, they read so fast. They would read slowly, with tajweed, and one third of Quran means 10 siparas at night. So they asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, "Which one of us can do this, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم?" فَقَالَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ ثُلُثُ الْقُرْآنِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, reciting Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Surah Ikhlas, Allahu Samad, is equal to one third of the Quran. How easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, that the person reciting so little is getting so much. And then also it becomes now so easy to send Isal al-Sawab, to send Sawab for the people that have been deceived. This is that you got one surah that is equivalent to one third of the Quran. If you recite this 3 times, what happens? Getting the Sawab as though you're sending a whole Quran for somebody that is deceased. وعنه أن رجلا سمع رجلا يقرأ. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه explains that one person, he heard another person reciting قل هو الله أحد يرددها, فلما أصبح جاء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له وكان الرجل يتقالها. There was one person that was reciting تهجد صلاة, and in his تهجد صلاة every rakat he was reciting قل هو الله أحد. So another sahabi heard him, he heard the sahabi in every rakat he is reciting قل هو الله أحد. In another rewrite it comes, he was reciting one surah, and then with that surah he was reciting Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So this sahabi that heard this, he thought this to be something mamuli, something insignificant. How can a person in every rakat recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad? So what he went and did, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. So this person, he went and he mentioned it to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, thinking it to be something insignificant. And this person, every rakat is reciting Qul Huwallahu Ahad. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي إِنَّهَا لَتَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنَ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that verily that this Qul Huwallahu is equivalent to one third of the Quran. Don't think this thing to be something small, something to be minute. One third of the Quran this is equivalent to. وَنَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالَ فِي قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ إِنَّهَا تَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنَ. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, he's Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ is equivalent to one third of the Quran. One more hadith to finish this chapter. Short hadith. When Abu Anas radiallahu anhu, أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. As Anas radiallahu anhu says, that one sahabi told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. I love the surah. I love قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. قَالَ إِنَّ حُبَّهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahabi that your love for قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ will enter you into Jannah. Just because you got love for قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, this love for قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ will enter you into Jannah. رواه الترمذي. This teaches us something, that sometimes a surah may be small, it may be easy. So don't think of it to be insignificant. Inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very great, very, very important. In one riwayat it comes, person who recites Qul Huwallahu Ahad 12 times, he gets the sawab of reciting 4 Qurans. 4 Qurans he gets just by reciting Qul Huwallahu Ahad 12 times. So this is something very, very easy for us to do. Even when we go to the Qabrustan, sometimes we're not sure what to recite. They decided to this niyat, that this is equivalent to one third of the Quran. If I'm going to recite this Qul Huwallahu 3 times, I'm going to get the sawab of 1 Quran. And then the masnoon is also to try and recite it at least 11 times in the Qabrustan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing amal. These are simple surahs, simple things, but we can bring it into our life. It has great, great, great rewards. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.